الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا ألهمنا رشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين آمين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With the name of Allah and hoping and invoking His help in every respect, tonight we are starting the third surah of the Quran, that is Surah Ali Imran. As I told you in the introductory lecture, most of the surahs of the Quran are in the form of prayers. This is the rule with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has created everything in prayers. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ Everything we have created in pairs. We find in the Quran, although we don't think it is something created, but this rule, you know, is so firm that even in Quran we find that the surahs are in pairs. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given one name to these two surahs, Az-Zahra Wain. Az-Zahra, the most shining. So these are the two most shining surahs of the Quran, according to that hadith. Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. And you find that the Quran ends with Al-Mu'awwadhatayn, the two surahs, which teaches ta'awwuz, how to take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Subject matter is the same. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided it into two. So that there is a prayer, Mu'awwadhatayn, two surahs which are teaching us how to do ta'awwuz. You will find that just as in Surah Al-Baqarah in the first section, there are some fundamental rules about Quran. Who can really benefit from Quran? هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ إلى الآخر. In the same way you will find in the first section of Surah Ali Imran, a very basic discussion about the understanding of Quran. In the same way, Surah Al-Baqarah, as we read last night, it ended with a very big dua, prayer. In the same way you will find that this Surah Al-Mubarak will also end, have just recited the Imam in the second rak'ah of Salat al-Isha, that prayer, a very long prayer, which comes in the last section of Surah Ali Imran. Then again, like Surah Al-Baqarah, it is also divisible into two parts. And here the parts are nearly equal, absolutely equal I should say. Because the surah consists of 200 ayat divided into 20 sections, 20 ruku's. So on the average, every ruku contains 10 ayat. The first part of the surah consists of 101 ayat. And the second part of the surah consists of 99 ayat. 10 rukus in the first part, 10 rukus in the second part. Again, just like Surah Al-Baqarah, the first part is divisible into 3 sections. And in the middle section, as there was the direct address to Yahud, to the Jews, to Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, Azkuru Ni'mati Allati Alamtu Alaykum Wa Anni Faddaltukum Ala Al-Alamin. In the same way you will find in Surah Al-Imran, the address is to the other group of the people of the book, and they are the Christians. So Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wa salam, his personality, his life, his mission, his dawah, it has been discussed in that middle section of the first half of the surah. So there are many other points of similarity between these two surahs, but we shall inshallah see as we go through them. Otherwise we'll take much time in this introductory lecture. So now we begin. Alif Lam Meem, again a point of similarity. Surah Al-Baqarah also started with Alif Lam Meem, and this Surah Mubarakah is also starting with Alif Lam Meem. I told you, there are 6 surahs of the Quran in total which begin with these letters. Alif Lam Meem. 2 are here in the beginning, and these are the Madani surahs. 4 are, you will find them later, in the 21st part of the Quran. That is Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah Al-Rum, Surah Al-Sajda, Surah Al-Luqman. They 4, they are Makki surahs, and they also start with Alif Lam Meem. Alif Lam Meem, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. These words, exactly these words, we have read in Ayat al-Kursi. Allah is He, that there is no God except Him. And He is al-hayy. He is living. His life is His own, not given by anybody else. Ever living al-qayyum. And He is sustaining and maintaining the whole of existence. Himself, He is self-sufficient. But the rest of the existence needs His support and sustenance to exist. Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Nazzala alaykal kitaba bil-haq. He has sent down this book, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with truth. And bil-haq means that different places differently. With truth and with a true purpose. It has been sent down with a purpose, not without a purpose. Musaddiqan lima bayna yadayh. And it has come confirming those scriptures which are present before it. Quran confirms Torah that this was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Moses alayhi salatu wa salam. Quran confirms indeed that it was given to Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wa salam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa anzala Torah wa Injil. And He Himself had sent down Torah and Injil min qabl, before this Quran. Hudan lil-nas. Those 2 books as well as this book, they have been sent for guidance for humanity. Hudan lil-nas wa anzala al-furqan. And He has sent down the criterion with which you can differentiate between evil and good. You can differentiate between false and real. You can differentiate between what is correct and what is wrong. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. Whosoever belies and denies the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them there is a very painful torment, a punishment which is very painful. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ بِانْتِقَامٌ. Allah is almighty, all-powerful. He has all the authority. And He is who takes revenge also. Zuntiqam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Verily, nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either it is in the earth or it is in the skies. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. It is He who fashions you in the wombs of your mother every night. He has made everybody, and actually this is His choice, how He has made you to look. No human being has his own choice. It is He who fashions you and as He likes. This is discretion. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو. Again the same thing. Because this is the central theme of the Quran. Tawheed. There is no God except Him. None to be worshipped except Him. None to be obeyed independent of Him. You can obey others, but under the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience. Who was Al-Aziz al-Hakim, again Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz is a person who has the total authority, without any checks and balances. He can do whatever he likes. He is Al-Aziz. So he has the authority, Al-Hakim, but this authority is with wisdom. On the one hand, he is all authorized, almighty, all powerful. On the other hand, he is divine. His wisdom is also complete. So that authority cannot be misused. It is always used with wisdom. Now comes that very important discussion about the understanding of the Quran. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. It is He who has sent down on you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this book. مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَأُخَرَ مُتَشَابِهَاتٌ. It consists of two types of ayat. مِنْهُ آيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ. Some of its ayat are fortified, absolutely clear in its meaning and connotation. هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. They are the foundation, they are the basis of the law. Law actually rests on ayat-e-muhkamat, which are fortified and absolutely self-evident. There can be no doubt about their meaning. وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَات. And the other type of ayat in the Quran, they are mutashabihat. They are allegorical. Now there is a question you must understand. Because all the phenomena of the unseen universe, we cannot understand them. Of the rare, unseen. Because no human being has seen that world. Therefore, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the description of the unseen, about the angels, about the hereafter, about the paradise, the heavens, about the hell. Now these things are unseen for man. Hence, to describe those things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used examples, similes, allegories. And now these things, they can be interpreted definitely in different ways. Actually, this is the difference between muhkamat and mutashabihat. There can be difference of interpretation about mutashabihat because they are allegories. But about the muhkamat, there can be no difference of opinion. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. So those people in whose hearts there is some disease, their intentions are wrong. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ. They are always after those ayat who are allegorical. And they want to know ابتغار فتنة وابتغار تعليلة. They want to create discord and they want to know the real meaning of those ayat. Which is impossible for man. Because that world is unseen for him. Exact connotation of these things cannot be understood by man. These things will become clear to us after the death and after we go to the hereafter. Then things will be clear. Otherwise, before that, these mutashabih ayat, we have to believe in them. But we cannot understand the exact meanings of those ayat which are describing the life hereafter, the unseen world. What rasikuna fil ilm. Now that was the attitude of those who have some disease in their hearts. They are always after the mutashabihat. But rasikuna fil ilm, on the other hand, those people who are well rooted in knowledge, who know the limitations of human intellect. This is the basis. You must know what's our limitations. Everybody should know what is my limitation. Man should know what is the limitation of human intellect. It cannot reach everything and every place. It cannot comprehend everything. وَالْرَاسِقُونَ فِي الْإِلْمِ. There is a saying in Persian language, مَعْلُومًا شُدْ كَهِيكْ مَعْلُومًا شُدْ. In the end, most of the learned people, they are forced to say that now I know that I know nothing. A person very low in knowledge, he thinks he is very knowledgeable. But the knowledge increases, then man understands that he knows very little. مَعْلُومًا شُدْ. Today I have understood and appreciated that I didn't know anything. I am standing there. The real problems of this universe are still unsolved. Does any scientist know the length and breadth of this universe? Despite all the telescopes and the big means that we have at our disposal, nobody knows. Where it begins, where it ends. No physiologist says that he knows what is life. We don't know. Where is it attached to in the body? How does it slip away when man dies? We don't know even today what is sleep. How do we sleep? Where is the switch in the brain? Then when it is put off, a man goes to sleep. And when it is put on, a man gets up. Nobody knows. So fundamental questions are still the unsolved in the same way. Although the explosion of knowledge is so great that it has become impossible for a human being to have all the knowledge of all the sciences. Impossible. Even then, the basic questions are still insoluble. They cannot be solved. So we must understand the limitations. That is why we found in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَذَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The first condition, if you want to benefit from the guidance of this book, is that you must understand that the real realities, the final realities, they belong to another world that is unseen for us. And we cannot approach it with the limited means that we have at our disposal. Our senses, our intellect, we can only approach things and try to get knowledge from these two things. And you know they are limited. So, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, people who know the limitations of human knowledge, they say, يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. This is their saying. They say, we believe in this Quran, in all of this Quran, كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا, all of it is from our Lord. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. But you know, only people who are of deep understanding, they can reach this reminding and they can attain to this position. Otherwise, people who are small in knowledge, they think they are very knowledgeable. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. These people are رَاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. They go on praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O our Lord, don't let our hearts go astray after you have given it the guidance. After the guidance has dawned on us, we have understood what is guidance. Now, please don't let our hearts go astray. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And grant for us the mercy from your own presence. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Definitely, surely, it is only you who bestows mercy. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ لِيَوْمِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Here in the first section also we have three ayat in which one supplication, one prayer is contained. And in the last section also you'll find three ayat consisting of that prayer. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ لِيَوْمِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. O our Lord, we know it, that you will gather the whole of mankind and humanity for a day about which there is no doubt, la rayba fi, that day is to come. There is no doubt about it. Inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go back on his promises. He has promised that he will gather you. He will reward his faithful bondsmen. So he is not going to go back to break his promise. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Verily those who have taken to kufr, to disbelief, to denying the Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. Their progeny, their children, and likewise their wealth and their money will be of no avail to them when they will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ وَقُودُ النَّارِ. And they have to become the fuel of the fire of hell. كَدَعْمِ عَلَى فِرْعَونَ. Just like the people of Fir'aun. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. And not only Fir'aun, the other nations before him, before them. People of Hud, people of Saleh, the nation of Aad, the nation of Samud, the people of Lut, alayhi salatu wa salam, and so on. The people of Shu'ayb, alayhi salatu wa salam, people of Lut, alayhi salatu wa salam. Now this is the example of the former people, former nations to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers. كَتَابِ عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَجَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. They also belied our signs and our ayat, denied them. They rejected them. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. So Allah seized them due to their sins and misdeeds. وَاللَّهُ سَبِيرُ الْعِقَابِ. And Allah is very severe in punishment. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people who are rejecting you, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Tell them, سَتُغْلَبُونَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمْ. You will also be defeated. You will also be overpowered. In this world, you will be overpowered, defeated. تُغْلَبُونَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمْ. And in the hereafter, you will be taken and driven towards the fire of hell. وَبِيْسَ الْمِحَادِ. And it is a very bad resting place. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فِي فِيَتَانِ الْتَقَطَى. I should have told you that this surah was revealed after the battle of Uhud. That's the difference between Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed before the battle of Badr. And Surah Al-Imran was revealed most of it. Except certain parts which I will let you know afterwards. The Surah Al-Imran was revealed after the battle of Uhud. So there is a difference of more than 1 year between the time of revelation of Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. Because the battle of Badr was held in the month of Ramadan in the second year after Hijrah. And the battle of Uhud was fought in the month of Shawwal in the third year after Hijrah. So 1 year plus 1 month, that is the difference between the two battles. And now you add something before Badr and after Uhud. So really, 1.25 year gap between the time of the revelation of Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. And most of it you will find 60 ayat, nearly 1/3 of this surah. It consists from ayah 121 to ayah number 180. It's a long commentary by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the events of the battle of Uhud. But here an example is being given of the battle of Badr. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فِي فِيَتَنِ الْتَقَطَى. The same thing that is continuing, which was being said to the kuffar who were rejecting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فِي فِيَتَنِ الْتَقَطَى. For you there has been a sign in the two armies that who confronted each other. And here the word Badr is not given, but we know that this example is of the battle of Badr. قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فِي فِيَتَنِ الْتَقَطَى. The two hosts, the two armies that faced each other in the field of Badr. فِيَتٌ تُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. One party, one army, one group was fighting for the cause of Allah. That is Muhammad Rasulullah wal ladina ma'ahu. They were fighting for the cause of Allah. Wa ukhra kafiratun. The other group, the other party, the other army was of the kuffar, of the non-believers. Yarawnahum mislayhim rayan ayn. The Muslims were seeing that they are facing an army which is clearly double than their own number. Although the number was 3 times. But at least it was apparent that we have to combat with an army which is twice in number and strengthen ourselves. وَاللَّهُ يُوَيِّدُ لَنْسِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps and supports with His help whomsoever He wants, whomsoever He pleases. That is, it's a sign with you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave His help to the Muslims and they could defeat an army which was more than double the number of theirs. They had more arms than the Muslims. But still Allah Ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Muslims. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ. In this, definitely, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ الْعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. There is a lesson for those who have eyes, who can see, who can see for themselves. So this one event is sufficient to give them the guidance. ذُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ إلى آخر الآية. Alluring and attractive has been made for the people, the pleasure from women and sons, and the pleasures of gold and silver, وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ and well-bred horses, wal-an'am and cattle, wal-harf and the tillage and the farms, all these things, they are very attractive. They allure people towards themselves. All human beings, you know, after these things, hubbu shahawat min al-nisa, the pleasures from the women and the sons, and then the hoarding of wealth in the forms of gold and silver, and then well-bred horses, that was the very big, precious thing in olden days. Even today, they are very costly. But an arm and cattle, while hearth and farm cultivations. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. All these things are articles of use for this world. Nothing else. They have no other reality. No permanence in them. This world, and the life that we are passing that here in this world, it is fleeing and fleeting. All these things are only for this world. Mata'ul hayati dunya, wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. And it is only with Allah that it is the good goal to return. Whosoever has in his mind that he has to go to Allah, actually of value is those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with him. قُلْ أَوْنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Ask them, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I tell you what is much better than these things? You are all after these things. All your struggle, all your hard work is to get and gather more and more of these articles. And that's all. Should I tell you what is much better than all these things? لِلَّذِينَ التَّقْوَى عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. For those who have taqwa, who are really God-fearing, who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them will be jannatun tajri min tahti al-anhar, the gardens under each which there will be rivers flowing. Khalidina fiha, they will live there forever, forever. Wa azwajun mutahharatun, and they will have spouses very pure. Wa rizwanun min Allah, and the highest thing would be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their Lord, their Creator, their Sustainer, He will be pleased with them. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And Allah is seeing His bondsmen. He is seeing what they are doing. Who are those bondmen? الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Who say, O our Lord, we come to believe. Believe, we believe in you. We believe in your Prophet, in your Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that there is no God except you, and Muhammad is your bondsman and messenger. فَقْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. So please forgive for us our shortcomings, our sins. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And save us on the day of judgment, in the hereafter, from the punishment of fire. الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار. And now that was the prayer. And what are their qualities? What are their attributes? What are the salient features of their character? الصابرين, people who have perseverance, show patience. الصادقين, who are truthful in whatever say and even whatever they do. They act on truth and they say truth. وَالْقَانِتِينَ, and who are obedient. وَالْمُنْفِقِينَ, who expend and give away their wealth for the pleasure of Allah. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ, and who ask for His forgiveness in the small hours of the morning, at the dawn, when people are sleeping. They are standing or prostrating before their Lord. before their Lord and asking for his forgiveness. Allahumma rabbana ja'alna minhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among these people. Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illa huwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is himself witness. He testifies that there is no God except him. Who can be a bigger witness than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? Shahid Allah. Allah himself is witness to it. He testifies that there is no God except him. Wal malaikatu. And all the angels testify. Wa ulul ilm. And from among the human beings who have the real knowledge, they also testify. Allahumma rabbana ja'alna minhum. Again we should say. Qa'imam bil qist. He is the upholder of equity and justice. He is controlling this universe, this existence with just balance. La ilaha illa huwa al-aziz al-hakim. There's no God except him. And he is al-aziz, again the same two attributes. Al-aziz, all powerful, almighty. But all wise also. His wisdom is also complete. Inna deena indallahi al-islam. The only deen. Now let me tell you here, in all the translations you will find the word for deen, religion. This is not the correct explanation, but we don't find any word that can give the real translation of the word deen. Religion has a very limited connotation. Religion consists of only three things. Some dogma, some modes of worship, some social customs. That's all. It has to do nothing with the political, socio-economic system. That's all important. The most important thing for all human beings is the political, socio-economic system. Whether it is based on justice, fair play, equality, fraternity, or whether it is based on repression or exploitation or discrimination. So actually, the more important thing is the system, the political, socio-economic system. So deen actually consists of all these six things. There is a dogma in deen also, tawheed, risalah, ma'ad. Then modes of worship are also there. Then rites and rituals are also there. The social customs are also there. But it has a social system of its own. It has a political system of its own. It has an economic system of its own. So it's an all-comprehensive, all-embracing phenomenon. But I don't find one word in English language which can give the connotation and express the full meaning of the word deen. Inna deena indallahi al-islam. Now the translation will find everywhere, the only religion that is acknowledged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. But you must keep the word deen. Just as I told you in the very beginning, I cannot use any word in the place of ayah. Ayah is ayah. We don't have any other word to replace. For its translation. Surah is surah. It's not captured. In the same way, deen is deen. We can't translate it. Inna deena indallahi al-islam. The only deen acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledged by him, is Islam. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. And to those people whom we give the book before, they didn't differ. But only after the real knowledge had come to them. We had sent them the Torah and we had given them the knowledge, but still they differed among themselves. The light was there. They were not in the darkness. But still, you know, they didn't avail of the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided them. And what was the reason? Baghyam bainahum. Out of jealousy among themselves. And this baghyam, you know, actually, I translated it last night also. The urge to dominate. It's Adler's view that the very potent motive in human beings is the urge to dominate. Everybody wants to dominate others. And this is the reason and cause of the conflict. So they want to dominate each other. And due to this urge of domination and this jealousy among themselves, they have been differing with each other. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. And now that the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have again been sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now whosoever among them, he denies these ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ صَرِيعٌ حِسَابٌ. تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از ویری سوئفٹ ان ریکنگ، ہی ول ٹیک نو ٹائم. فإن حاجوك اینڈ ناؤ اف او محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیز پیپل آرگو ود یو، دے ڈسپیوٹ ود یو، فقل ٹیل دم ان انیکول ٹرمز اسلمت وجهي للہ ومن اتبعنی، I have surrendered myself, my whole personality to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only myself, but all those people who are following me. We have surrendered. We have submitted. وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ. And now ask those to whom the book was given before, the Jews, the Christians, وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ. And also those whom no book was given, the pagan Arabs of the Arabian Peninsula. Ask them both. Aslamtum? Do you also surrender? Do you also agree to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا. If they surrender, if they submit, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. They have the guidance. Now they are guided. They are on the path of guidance. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا. And if they turn away, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. Then your duty was only to convey to them. That's all. You are not responsible for bringing them to the right path. It's not in your power and it's not your responsibility. This burden has not been put on your shoulder. Neither its power has been given to you. Your duty is to convey the message. Once you have done it, you have done your job. Now it's up to them whether they want to accept and respond positively or they want to refuse. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. But whatever they do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees who is turning away and whose heart has confirmed that this is correct. Allah knows. Just as we read in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. These Jews, he has recognized Muhammad and this Quran just as they recognize their own sons. There's no doubt about him in their minds, but still they are not ready to accept. They are not ready to believe. Allah, وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah very well knows his bondsmen. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. Now these all issues have been discussed in Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah. Already we have read them. Verily those people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, who deny and belie the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah, وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ, and who have been killing and murdering the prophets of Allah, the very haqq, without any reason. وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And they have been killing and murdering those people who wanted to enjoin upon them whatever is good مِنَ النَّاسِ, from among the people. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, you give them the glad tidings of a very severe punishment, of a very painful torment. أولئك الذين حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة. They are the people whose deeds, whose actions have gone in vain. They have been futile in this world also and in the hereafter also. Because although they were, you know, they didn't accept Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, but they were Jews. They were practicing Jews. They thought that we are on the right path. They used to pray. They used to act on the Sharia of Musa عليه السلام. So they thought that we have a lot of good deeds with us. When we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not going there empty-headed. We have much with us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad, tell them, all their good deeds have gone vain. Siutal, hatatat amalu. Because if they have not accepted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does it mean? It means they were not sincere. Had they been sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how could have they rejected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It proves that all their good deeds before also, they were baseless. They were not based on sincerity. And any good deed without sincerity is equal to zero in the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no weight. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Didn't you see? Didn't you consider the matter of those people who were given a portion of the book? Actually, all these books go to make one book, Al-Kitab. Torah and Injil were the former editions of the same book. So they were given a portion of the book. Torah and Injil, so to say, were a portion of the book. Then he see towards them, to whom a portion of the book was given, then they are invited to the book of Allah, so that it can judge between them. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. But a party of them, some of them, they turn their backs away, and they are averse to it. They don't want to get their matters and affairs judged by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we people, Muslims. It did happen, you know, in the Indian subcontinent during the British Raj. The Britishers had given the option to the Muslims that if they like, their property would be distributed according to the Islamic law of inheritance, even through the courts of the Britishers. But the Muslims used to stand up in the court and say, we don't need Sharia. We know the riwaj, whatever is common with us, what is our custom, we want our decision according to custom, we don't want Sharia at all. The same is the case here. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Didn't you see towards them who were given a portion of the book? When they are invited, يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, towards the book of Allah. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُ, so that it should judge between them. ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. A party, some of them, they turn their backs away and they are averse to it. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Why this attitude? What's the reason of this attitude? This is because they think, they say, that the fire of hell cannot touch us except for a few days. That was their forged belief which made them so bold. So to say, they were free from the punishment of the hell. Then why to have Sharia? And why to act according to the Sharia? If you have the fear of the day of judgment, if you have the fear of the lasting torment and punishment of Jahannam, then you will have to think twice before saying anything. But when they had concocted, they had invented, they had forged these beliefs, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And whatever they had concocted, whatever they had invented, that has deceived them regarding their deen. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ. What will happen to them? They should imagine. And they should imagine what will happen to them. لِيَوْمِ اللَّا رَيْبَ فِي. Then we shall gather them for that day about which there is no doubt. وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. And every soul will be paid in full what it had earned. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not at all be wronged. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Now it's again a very big, very important dua and prayer. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ. Say, pray. اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. O Allah, the sovereign of the whole dominion, of the whole universe. تُوتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give the dominance to whom you will. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And you take away the governance from whom you like. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give honor and you exalt anybody that you like. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And you put to humiliation anyone whom you desire. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. All good is in your hand. You have the authority for everything. You give honor to whom you like. You give superiority in this world to whom you like. You give humiliation to whom you like. You give the government or superiority in some land to whom you like. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. All good is in your hand. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And you are all powerful. You have power over everything. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. You make the night enter into day. وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. And you make the day enter into night. That is, you make the night longer so that the day is becoming shorter. And the reverse of it, the day is becoming longer so that the night is becoming shorter. It is as if night is entering the day and the day is entering the night. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And you raise the living from the dead and the dead from the living. وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And you give and you provide to whom you like without any measure or account. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين اولياء من دون المؤمنين. The believers shouldn't take friends, shouldn't make friends with kafirin, with kuffar, with the non-believers, in preference to the believers. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ Whosoever will adopt this attitude, فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ He has no connection whatsoever with Allah. إِلَّا أَنْ تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَاهُ Except that you have to guard yourself against them as you have to guard. You know, if you think that somebody can do you harm, and you are polite with him only due to save yourself from his harm, is something else. But to have real love, real friendship with the non-Muslims, it doesn't become of a Muslim. Muslims should have Muslims as their friends. Muslims should try to make friends among the Muslims. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء. Then he will have nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. إِلَّا أَن تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَاهُ Except that if you have to be polite with them only to save yourself from their harm. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ And Allah is warning you to beware of Him, to beware of Allah's punishment. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ And towards Allah is going to be your return. قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ Now this is the same subject which was in the last section of Surah Al-Baqarah. إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ Whether you hide or conceal whatever in your chest and heart, أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ Or whether you announce it. يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ Allah knows it. Allah's knowledge doesn't depend on what you are saying. Allah knows what is there in your heart. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ And He knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ And Allah is powerful on everything. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا The day, that is the day of judgment, when every soul will be confronted with whatever it had done. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا It will be present before it. It will find before it whatever it had done. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ Whatever good it had done, it will find before it. Whatever bad it had earned, evil it had earned, it will find before it. تَمَدُّنَوْا أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا Every soul is very much long, that there would have been very long distance between him and the bad deeds. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا Again the same words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning you to beware of him. وَاللَّهُ رَوْفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ And Allah is very kind with the people. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي Very important ayah. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to love Allah, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ If you really love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي Then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ What will be the result? Allah will love you. Now these two words are different and please note them here. To obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a difference between the two. Obedience is to a command. When he has expressly said, do it, and you are doing it, it is obeying. When he has expressly said, don't do it, and you are refraining from it, then you are obeying. But you know, he has not said anything. But you find what he is doing, and you try to copy him. That is following. It's at a higher level. He has not commanded you to do it, but you see him doing something, and you are copying him, you are following him. Without any express command from him, this is ittiba. And that is ita'ah, obedience ita'ah. Ita'ah is essential for every Muslim. But ittiba'ah is the higher level, spiritual level. It's a very high spiritual level. So you will find here in two ayat, first of all ittiba'ah and then the ita'ah. Both things are discussed here. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ Tell them, if you love Allah, so follow me. This is ittiba'ah, the higher level. That is why the result is يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ
You will become the beloved of Allah. You were loving Him. Now you are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the result of His tabah. بَيَقْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And whatever be your mistakes and sins, He will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Now here is the itaah. Tell them you had to obey anyhow Allah as well as His messenger. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. And if they turn away, Allah doesn't like this kuffar. To refuse to obey Muhammad is kufr. So that is the basis. You have to obey him anyhow. Whether you like the order or command or not, you have to obey. This is the fundamental requirement of being a Muslim. But if you go higher, if you want to go higher up, then you see whatever he has been doing and you try to follow it. Follow his example that this is the higher level and that is called his jamaah. إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين. We shall translate this next ayat in the next session, but please, the few minutes that we have, let me give you the introduction about these ayat now. I told you that the first half of this surah Al Imran can be divided into three portions. The first portion ends at the ayah number 32 that we have completed. Second section is starting from ayah number 33 and it will go to ayah number 64, 31-32 ayat. Now these ayat were revealed in the 9th year after Hijrah, very far off. The rest of the whole surah was revealed in the 3rd year after Hijrah. But these 30 or more ayat, they were revealed in the 9th year after Hijrah. When a deputation of the ulama, of the knowledgeable person, people who are very high in hierarchy, religious hierarchy, of the Christians of Najran. Najran was a Christian colony in southern side of Hijaz, and there the Christians were living. And from there, a deputation of their ulama and their high priests, they came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 9th year after Hijrah. There was a dialogue about the beliefs of Islam. At that time, these ayat were revealed. But they had been placed in this Quran, in Surah Al-Imran high, so that it should become similar to Surah Al-Baqarah. Because in Surah Al-Baqarah, the discussion was with the Jews. Ya Bani Israel, azkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum, wa awfu bi'ahdi ufi bi'ahdikum, wa iyyaya farhabun. Here, this is the second individual of the pair. The pair of Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Imran. And the other group of Ahle Kitab is the Christians. So here in the Surah Al-Mubarakah, the discussion regarding the Christians and their beliefs that has been placed here, although it was revealed much later than the rest of the Surah Al-Imran. So here we will find very good discussion about who Jesus was, what was his real position, who was Mary, and actually then the parallel case of Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Zakariya. All these things we find also in the Makki Quran in Surah Al-Maryam. But here, special occasion that demanded that these things should be in a fresh way, they should be discussed. When those people came for discussion and dialogue and argument with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so these ayat were revealed in the 9th year after Hijrah, and we shall study them in the next session, inshallah. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Quran al-Azim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa zikr al-hakim.